You ready?
Nope.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
And I'm Jeff.
Ooh, and now we're on NPR.
That was my Frasier Crane voice.
I love that show.
Oh, man, I love that show. And you know what's funny? I don't know why. That
it's
show...
It's a funny
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but think about it. Think about how old we are. Think about when that show went off the air.
Oh, yeah, no, but I've rewatched it since then because it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it still holds up.
But I loved that show then. I had no business liking that show then. Why would I like that show?
I don't know.
That didn't appeal.
Because it transcends...
When did it go off the air?
It was 11 seasons, and so sometime in the 90s.
Jeez. I should not have liked it.
Or maybe the early 2000s.
I should have been watching Dawson's Creek. I was watching Frasier. Maybe that's why I'm such a fucking old loser now. No, I did watch Dawson's Creek, though.
Did you?
Oh,
I didn't.
Hell yes.
I didn't.
Hell yes. You know why?
Why?
Well, the girls watch Dawson's Creek.
That would explain why I didn't watch it. Not at all, actually. Because now I watch all the things that, like, you know.
Yeah.
You watch. I just go from, like, I go from Pretty Little Liars to Rizzoli and Isles. I cross the spectrum of ladies.
You absolutely watched some terrible shows.
All right, listen.
You have good taste in movies, though.
I have good taste in TV shows, too. But the shows that I like, because I love... Not bad TV, but like awkwardly written TV. I love to death. And so like, and things that have like a hint of a good story, but then don't know how to handle it.
I got you.
I adore.
Yeah, which
is like, that's where Pretty Little Liars comes in.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, that's a show on ABC Family that.
Oh my God. Yeah. You watch a show on ABC Family?
Well, I'm sorry. Now it's Freeform.
What?
Yeah, they changed the name of the channel.
To Freeform?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's the worst rebrand I've ever seen.
I feel like that's one of the ones that's grouped with like the Hallmark channel.
Yeah, it should be.
Like Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, don't say anything bad about Turner Classic Movies. My father will come and club you in the leg.
I'm saying, aren't they all grouped together?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the Hallmark channel and ABC Family are definitely...
Oh, no, they definitely are. But Turner isn't.
In that like block of TV that people just skip right through.
Yeah.
Except you.
Except for me. Got to watch my Pretty Little Liars and Stitchers on Freeform.
What was the second one?
Stitchers.
What is that?
That's one I actually don't really watch that frequently.
Okay. Well, all right. So riddle me this.
Yeah.
What is your favorite TV show of all time?
Of all time? Whew. It's a damn fine question. Animaniacs.
Wow. Okay. Up on Netflix recently.
Yes, I have been doing a lot of rewatching that. Depending on my mood, I'll bounce between that and rewatching Parks and Rec for the 500th time.
Oh yeah,
I'm on that train.
Parks and Rec.
You're watching it now?
Well, no, I've been rewatching it.
Oh,
over
okay,
and
because
over.
I don't remember anybody fucking asking you what you were.
Well,
watching.
I'm gonna jump in.
So. Sorry.
Back Hold to, on, I got to high five Jeff real quick.
So, back to Ed.
Yeah.
back to the people. I had to make my triumphant return.
Back to the people whose names are on the podcast description.
Whoa,
Dave.
Wow.
Wow. Got, burn.
At least it got cold in here again.
That's
so,
true.
So Animaniacs is number one all time.
Yeah.
All time.
All time.
Wow.
That show... holds up no matter what you do.
My wife and I actually both love that show.
It's so good.
We also love Tiny Toons.
I like Tiny Toons.
I don't put either of them in like my all-time favorite shows, but...
But I Tiny Toons to me was just Looney Tunes redone with kids.
And I love Looney Tunes.
Oh, I absolutely love Looney Tunes. But Animaniacs had the feel of old-school Looney Tunes, but with new characters. And I just love that.
Yeah, that's fair. See that video of Pinky and the Brain, the voices of Pinky and the Brain reading scenes from Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Great stuff.
So good. So they also did a Comic-Con a couple of years ago. I think it was Star Wars they were doing, but it had a whole bunch of people that were on Animaniacs and Ren and Stimpy and like a whole bunch of shows, and they were just changing which character was playing who.
Oh, that's pretty
super
funny.
Dope.
There was... There was this whole thing, you know, we're talking about, you know, overdubbing voices and whatnot, but...
I believe the professional term is voiceover, Jeff.
What did I say? Overdubbing?
Yeah, overdubbing voice is, I believe, what you said, which is essentially just...
Right, so doing voiceovers.
Yeah.
For those of you
not in the biz.
Yeah. For you rank amateurs doing voiceovers. There was a great one. Apparently there was some story where Adam Scott and Bill Hader and Ben Schwartz, not Adam Scott, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader were like voice consultants
for BB-8.
Yeah. And either everything that they did got cut, or there was something along the lines of that, but somebody out there, just some, you know, angel sent down to Earth, took all of BB-8's scenes and dubbed
John Ralphio
over it, and it is hysterical.
It's glorious.
Best character, funniest character on that show, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I love Ben Schwartz just in anything I've seen him in.
Yeah. But
that's a guy who should be getting a lot more work.
John Ralphio Saperstein.
Oh, so good.
Goes in history.
Yeah.
As one of the funniest.
His sister too, Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Love her.
Yeah, I love him. When she like destroys offices and asks for money. it's great. And maybe I'm trying to think if I like John Ralphio better.
Okay.
If he ranks up there with my favorite TV characters, he might be up there. He's no Omar. From The Wire, you guys haven't seen, which is
going to get so many angry tweets.
It's such a shame that you guys haven't seen The Wire, but he's no Omar from The Wire, but he's good. But Omar is the king.
What's your favorite show of all time?
Scrubs, hands down. Don't even need to think about it.
I knew that, but I wanted to make sure everybody else knew.
Yeah, no, I don't give a shit. I know.
I'm not saying that in like a judgmental, like, I want to make sure everyone else knew your shame,
Jeff.
It didn't
sound like it.
No, I didn't mean it, though.
I've mentioned it a couple of times. I even talked about it last week when you brought up that son of a bitch, Tony Shalhoub. But I get ridiculed for liking Scrubs.
Which I don't understand, because I haven't seen Scrubs, all of Scrubs, and I'm not like a fan, like, but the episodes I've seen are pretty funny.
You know what, like, all of my friends, their favorite shows are, you know, The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. And
so you mean the shows that are popular now?
They love these shows. And
I love Breaking Bad.
Hold on, let me rephrase this.
Go ahead.
I watch Game of Thrones, never got into Walking Dead. I watched like the first season of Breaking Bad, and I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get into it. This shit is too intense. You know, like, I don't want to watch something that's so intense that, like, I can't, like, sleep because I need to know what the fuck happened.
Right.
Like, even Game of Thrones. You know, I watched the premiere of Game of Thrones, and, or I should say, I watched all of the first four seasons. My wife and I watched them, like, four episodes a night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they were all on HBO Go. Then we watched the fifth season. Now we're watching the sixth season, and it drives me crazy. At like 10:01 on Sunday night, when I don't know what's happening, you know, I got to know what's happening next. And that's why I don't get into these shows, because never once when I was watching Scrubs was like, God damn, I got to know what happens to Turk next week. You know, never once was I that into it, you know, where I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Are they going to sing Guy Love again? I don't know.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
It's an awesome song. That's a great episode. Have you seen the whole episode?
I believe I have.
You should watch remember. It. I think it's in season...
I do remember you and I sang that at each other when we worked together.
Yeah.
Like at least four or five times.
Yeah, it was always.
Yeah.
Love that song. Good song. Love you.
I love you. You know who doesn't deserve any love, though?
I feel like I know where you're going, but go ahead. Lay it on me.
I'm
going
to go with Dave.
Yeah. I was right, by the way. I thought he was going to say something about you, and he did.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes I look at Dave... and this isn't going to be as bad as that sounded like.
This might be a friendship ending moment here.
It's not at all. But, and I know you've given me shit about walking it back when I say something to him. But here's the thing. I'm sitting right here. I'm looking at him. And sometimes the things that we say, he looks so hurt by it that, like... I kind of feel bad, and I'll be honest with you. If it wasn't all 100% true, I would have to pull some of it back because I would just feel too bad for this.
You know what helps though? I look at you when I'm talking. I don't look at Dave because he doesn't. What's the thing? Matter?
He doesn't even register with
no,
you, huh?
No. You know what? 10, 11 episodes deep, I don't care.
Man, 11 episodes deep. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, Dave?
You got something?
You turn on your mic.
Ed's a savage.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
A Ben Savage. Wait, is Ben Boy Meets World and Fred is Wonder Years?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that whole family is just fucking dripping with talent. I love both of those shows.
They are good shows.
Right? You like both of them?
I do.
Yeah, those are both great. I think I would probably enjoy Wonder Years a little bit more now than I did then because
probably.
I think it was a little young. It was a little too, it wasn't as outwardly funny, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Dave? Did you like Boy Meets World?
Loved it. Mainly because
Topanga?
Yeah,
you did.
I was a horn dog.
Yeah.
Wonder Years, I didn't appreciate it when it was on.
Yeah, no, yeah. Neither did I.
But you're also a couple of years
younger.
Even younger than us. So
yeah, exactly.
Disgusting dick.
I know.
Wow.
Making me face my mortality.
Well, could be worse.
You drink enough body armor, you'll live forever.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a toss-up because I eat enough processed foods that I'm pretty sure I'm preserved forever, and maybe if I drink enough body armor, I'll live forever.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'll end up like Mum-Ra.
I'm hooked on that stuff, by the way.
Yo, body armor is delicious, and this is the second episode I think we're bringing up how great it is.
Oh, it doesn't even matter.
But you know what? Good. And guys, we're not saying this because they're sponsoring us. We're just saying this as fans.
Because they're not sponsoring us.
They're not. They should.
They should. They will. One day.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, at some point when we...
Episode 333.
I have to tell you, normally when I drink these, they are warm because they're in Ed's trunk because he has 178 of them that he bought at Target.
Okay, first of all...
It was 84.
It was 87 the first time.
Okay.
74 the second time.
I just added them.
I'm sorry. So what is that, 163?
Yeah.
But 161, they're not. I'm sorry.
Something like that. I don't know math. Who needs that in life?
Edit out the fact that I don't know math. So that's still a lot. I was off by a little bit, but the point is, I had cold body
it's
armor.
It's so good.
God, it's delicious.
Have you tried any of the other flavors yet?
I haven't.
I almost did, and I was just like, I just got to go safe.
Well, you know what? Tropical Punch, not bad.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed
it. That was the one I was.
I had that at Moe's one day when you and I went to lunch.
Okay. Well, the only other one that I've seen at the 7-Eleven over by my house is...
Blackout Berry?
Yeah, and I'm not a berry fan.
I have a question. Me and Ed were talking about this on our way to you. What alcohol would go great with it?
With body armor?
With body armor. Like what do you think you should mix with that? Vodka? Is it
vodka would go good with it.
That's the only thing I can think of.
I feel like coconut rum would go good with it.
Mm. Yo, that would go good with it if I didn't hate the taste of coconut.
Yeah, or if the fact that drinking coconut rum makes you a huge pussy.
Vagina. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't care about what anybody drinks because I drink Bloody Marys when all my friends are out drinking beers and I don't care.
Yeah.
You know why?
Girl drink drunk.
Bloody Marys are delicious.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. If it tastes good, I don't care.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get made fun of for drinking, I like drinking vodka and ginger ale.
That's good.
Okay, that's not bad.
You done Captain and ginger ale?
Captain and ginger I like better.
I don't like Captain very much.
No?
Do you like cream soda?
I should say I don't like Captain very much anymore.
Okay.
All right.
But do you like cream soda?
Hell yeah.
Then Captain and Ginger is what you should be trying.
Okay.
It tastes exactly like cream soda.
Okay.
It is just refreshing and delicious.
All right, Captain and cream soda. You got it.
Oh, Captain and Ginger.
I'm sorry. Captain and Ginger tastes like cream soda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got it. I had a... I think I've mentioned him once before when I was making fun of soccer, but an old roommate of mine, Chad, was a big Captain fan.
Good man.
Big, big, big Captain fan. And we went to a house party one night.
House party or house party two?
House party three.
Whoa!
It was out of control. No, so they're giving out, you know, you can buy your red cup.
Yep.
And walk in and... I don't know, somehow he had the hookup, and this guy was pouring red cups full of Captain. And
it got
that night got wildly out of control.
I've done the Red Cup of Captain, and that's
cups.
Yeah, I've meant it as multiple.
Yeah,
you've done the snifter of tequila also.
I did.
That was your thing back in the day.
And not my good. Buddy, and not good tequila either. My buddy straight Wilson Jose Cuervo.
Oh God. Yeah. My buddy Wilson likes drinking tequila like that. He'll just sip on straight tequila.
No, I wasn't sipping on it. I was taking wine glasses of tequila like people were taking shots of tequila.
Yeah. I couldn't take a shot as fast as he could do a wine glass.
Yeah.
You may have a problem.
He had a problem.
Yeah, I had a problem. I got over it. It's fine. Okay. It's not a problem anymore.
All right, good.
I can control myself, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if it's at a wedding. Then it's just whatever. Whatever's going to happen is going
to
happen.
I cannot wait. To go to a wedding with you and see you get out of control.
It's going
to
be glorious. The podcast the 2 days after that is going to be a mess.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody else is going to be able to tell, but it will be a fucking disaster.
How many bottles of body armor will there be on the table?
At the wedding?
No, when we're doing that podcast, oh, God. You try to recover.
Oh, God. I'm going to have gone through like 14 or 15 bottles that day.
Might be a trip to Target needed.
Yeah, might be several.
Yeah, mid-show.
Got to go.
Going
to
just have Amazon deliver it halfway through.
Do they deliver this?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know what I wanted to ask you about? I've been seeing commercials for it lately, mm-hmm. and I know that you have one.
I do.
But the Apple
I don't know
Watch.
What it is yet, but okay.
He says, I
definitely have one.
I've been seeing lots of commercials for genital herpes. No.
I've asked my doctor if that medication's right for me, and then he was like, do you have genital herpes? And I went, no, but I want to know if the medication's right for me.
I was planning on going and getting some.
Yeah.
So.
If you give me these boner pills that I was about.
The Apple Watch is. Yeah. Why am I seeing commercials for this thing all of a sudden?
They did just do a price drop a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
On the Sport.
What's that?
That's the, I don't want to say lower end one, but it's like the one that's made out of aluminum and the ionized glass.
You mean aluminium?
Yes, I mean aluminium.
Who the fuck says that? That's British.
Johnny Ive, mm-hmm. the guy who designs them. He's Apple's chief designer. He's very British.
That is very British.
He is a knight, if I'm not mistaken.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Knight,
bald as a cue ball, looks like he could punch us all in the face, and we just say thank you.
Really?
Yeah, he's a crazy dude.
I gotta look him up. So, let's talk about one of his latest inventions, the Apple Watch, for
a bit. Okay, sure.
I was real close to pulling the trigger on one of them.
Okay, which one?
I don't know. Over the Christmas sale bonanzas.
Okay.
There was, I found one on Ben's Bargains that was real. They were giving them away real cheap.
Yep.
Actually, maybe not. Maybe a friend of mine pointed it out. It doesn't matter. So I didn't get one because you said that it was, the Sport version. And I was like, I don't want to get the one where I'm going to break the fucking glass because guarantee you I knock this thing around in a week. Although,
to be fair, I know a number of people with the Sport and they work retail. They bang the shit out of it and it's fine.
Okay. So I did, but I held off on buying it because I was going to see about maybe getting the new one. And then I do remember one day we were out at lunch and I had asked you about it. And I really thought that you were going to, rave over this thing because it's pretty cool.
It is cool.
But you were not, you were a little hesitant to give me uses for it.
Because here's the problem. By design, at least with the first round of watch apps, they were meant to be run basically off of your phone and then displayed on the watch. It was a very slow process, very just irksome. And now they have apps that can run on the watch, but I haven't found the app that makes it worthwhile.
Okay.
I mean, I do enjoy the activity tracking for when I occasionally go to the gym because I'm like, oh, I need to lose weight now. And then I'm like, oh, this is too much work.
You just don't want to wear sweatpants.
I don't. I would just want to wear suits all day.
That's fair.
I do like the fact that I can get notifications on my wrist and, slyly look at it and just dismiss it if I want to.
Right.
But there's no... I don't feel like that's worth $250 to $500.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound like it.
No. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I I do enjoy it. I've had smartwatches forever. Back when Microsoft had their Timex Data Link watch when I was in like fifth grade, my dad got a free one and gave it to me. So nice. I had that. Still have it.
Did you ever have one of those Casio calculator watches?
Never did.
Really?
Yeah.
Feel like you would have.
I feel like I should have, but yeah. I definitely didn't.
What about a G-Shock?
I don't think so. No, I went into...
Everyone I know had a G-Shock at one time or another.
After the Data Link, I went more into analog watches than digital for a while.
So classy.
Yeah. Yeah, those $10 Timexes at Rite Aid. Real, just, you know, straight pimp move.
It's too much work to tell Tom an analog clock, right?
Yeah, not that. 100%. Not about it.
So... Can you talk? Can you answer phone? Can you talk?
Can I talk? You? Yes, we've done that for 11 episodes
can
now.
Can you answer or 10 phone calls on the watch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And is there a speaker built in?
Yep.
I feel like I thought you might like that a little bit.
I don't call people. There's three people on this planet that I really talk to on the phone. You're one of them.
Yeah, and that would be weird sitting there talking to your wrist.
Yeah.
Can you do like a voice to text and yes. send a text off of it?
Yes, you can. And I have done that. And
in a car or something like that, it might work
pretty well. It works pretty well, actually. I was very impressed with that. You can also send just the voice recording as an audio message if you wanted to. But okay.
There's an app called TripCase.
Okay.
Which is a travel app.
Okay.
And it has, you know, full iWatch support.
What's it do?
I used to use it at my old job when I traveled, you know, mm-hmm. a fair amount. And the itinerary, you send the itinerary to TripCase. And basically it builds out all your reminders. It organizes everything right into the app.
Oh, that's handy.
You can check in to flights. You can log all your confirmations, your reservations for everything. And it puts everything right there, and then it sends reminders. And I believe that you can even then, you can bring up like a QR code for your ticket right on your watch and, you know, do cool stuff like that.
Well, I know I can do that with like the JetBlue app. If I was going anywhere, which I'm not at the moment, I could have my ticket show up on my watch.
Okay. So you're not.
Same basic principle.
You're not traveling enough right now to really make use out of it.
Yeah.
So.
It's. There's very limited use cases, and I'm not saying that it's like, you know, a failure. I think, you know, it certainly sold enough and there's enough potential, but it's very much like the original iPhone where there were no – instead of there not being any apps and you could only build web apps, it's just more like you have apps but they're half-assed.
Yeah.
And
it was people basically just shrinking stuff down or doing like a light version just to get it on the phone, just to port it over.
It's just not good. Okay. It's not a great experience yet. I think if they, you know, up the processor speed or whatever the hell they have to do to make it, you know, run a little bit faster. Because every time I try to go into an app on here that's not a stock app, spinning wheel, just waiting for shit to load.
Oh, that sucks.
It's super annoying. That's the worst part is that anything that's not a stock app, it's faster for me to pull out my phone and do it.
Then that doesn't make anything easier.
Yeah,
I have a feeling what you're going to say to this, but what about the Android watches and stuff like that? The other watches out there, anything better, or is it all the same stuff?
It's a lot of the same stuff. The biggest problem I have with the Android watches is how they focus. On a number of them, they focus on the round screen, which then leads to it's not an efficient screen model because everything's a list, so it's a square anyway. So there's a lot of just dead space, and I mean, the advantage of like Google Now on there with, you know, your cards coming up, which Siri they have kind of with iOS 9 with Siri proactive bullshit. But it's kind of the same problem. It's a lot of – I feel like it's a product that exists but doesn't have a use case yet outside of like super nerds or crazy fitness people.
I'm neither, so –
Yeah, I'm definitely neither. Do you see it getting better? Do you see it going anywhere?
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when it has its own, you know, system that it doesn't need to be with an iPhone or, I mean, Samsung has one now that doesn't need a phone necessarily, but the reviews on it have been just hot garbage.
Yeah. I'm really looking for you to tell me when to buy a goddamn
I will. Watch. Don't worry.
Apple
I will
watch.
I wasn't going to correct you, but yes, it's an Apple Watch, not an iWatch.
And I fixed it. I knew what
you
it
did.
Was.
You did.
What about how's the pencil and stuff working out?
The iPad Pro.
Yeah,
I love this thing.
Yeah,
I've had iPads since the second generation came out. I've never really gotten that much use out of them. They've always just been kind of like a reading device. This I just love. I love. It's the smaller one. It's not the 12-inch Pro that's, you know, crazy. Looks like, you know, the monolith in 2001. but I can do 90% of my work on here, with the exception of uploading the podcast and compiling certain code. I can do just about anything I need to.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's another one I was thinking about, and I just don't know how much I'll use it.
Yeah. You know what? I had the same problem, because I also had the Air that I sold back to good old Amazon for a chunk of change. But, you know, I didn't use that very often, with the exception of, like, you know, reading and occasionally watching videos and just kind of, like, chilling out on the couch. This, right. I'm sitting here with it in front of me with the keyboard out, and I could just, you know, be pulling out the pencil as Jeff stands up and starts pulling out his pencil. That's
Speaking
weird.
Of pulling out the pencil. It is a number two. So. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that, because the pencil is definitely intriguing.
The pencil is so cool.
But I think about how little I write. Like, I don't write anything ever.
I had the same issue, because I don't really write all that frequently, even though I, you know, carried a notebook with me all the time.
Yes, you do.
But now I'm writing a lot more just in the Apple Notes with that pencil is just mind-blowingly great. Hmm. And I hate to be, you know, that Apple whore talking about it, but it's good.
I'm gonna have
it's
to cancel my daughter's birthday party so I can buy a iPad Pro.
I'd do it if I could do it.
You cancel his daughter's birthday party? Yeah, no, you heartless sack of shit.
Yeah, how fucking dare you, Dave?
I wasn't saying that. Good grief.
This is recorded.
Well, well,
Charlie Brown.
No, I'd get an iPad Pro if I can edit this podcast on it, and I'd do that, but I can't.
Yeah. Although, I mean, you haven't really played with the unlocked version of Ferret. I kept on meaning to give you my podcast, my iPad. Yeah. I kept on meaning to give you my podcast.
I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
Do you know what, though? You know what you could do, though, is you could go fuck yourself, Dave.
I could.
Ouch.
I could. Yeah.
I almost said I'm sorry for that one.
Yeah.
Nah. Not going that's all right. To. You no. shouldn't.
I'm not pulling it back. So... All right, so this is what it boils down to, basically.
Yeah, lay it on me.
You love Animaniacs.
I do.
I love Scrubs.
Yeah, that's true. Who cares what Dave likes?
Right. I don't even... Did we even ask him? I don't even remember at this
point. We didn't.
All right, we'll get there.
Let's ask him right now. Hey, Dave, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
I don't have one.
You are useless.
God damn it, Dave.
Didn't we last week have an entire conversation on Yes And? And you're just like, what's your favorite TV show?
You know what? No, because I saw what was coming. I saw what was coming. If I said a actual show, it was going to be like, no one gives a shit. And you'd move on to the next topic. I'm done with it. No. No more.
I want to know.
No more.
I really wanted to know, Dave.
No.
Dave, tell me.
I have to wait till week 12. I'm going to just blurt it out.
Just in the middle?
In the middle. You're going to be talking about something great.
Yeah.
Great. So Dave plans to ruin 3 shows in a row.
Yep.
Thanks, Dave.
Damn right.
Appreciate it.
Damn right.
I'll be honest, though.
I don't know what my favorite show is. I'm not a big TV person.
Really?
Nah, I'm not. Like, I'm not really that big. I only just started getting into watching TV shows.
What about a movie?
See, I would have thought you'd say just How I Met Your Mother off the bat.
Yeah, I guess, but eh. It's not a great show, though. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I loved it, but I think...
And he doesn't have a favorite movie, either.
No. I was never big into movies or TV shows.
Yeah, the way that I am with movies and TV shows, he is with sports. So
yeah, like, when I was a kid, I used to get fights with my brother over the remote because I wanted to watch SportsCenter over and over and over again. He was watching cartoons, like Animaniacs and all that stuff. I didn't give a shit about it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I would ask you about sports, but... Then Ed would have to sit quietly for the next, you know,
25, 30 minutes.
So we'll go. Let's go back to Ed.
Yeah, what's up?
What about favorite movie?
If you're talking about my favorite, just a movie that I could watch anytime that it shows up, The Jerk.
The Jerk, huh?
The Jerk.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, what about you?
Coincidentally, one of my favorite dances is The Jerk.
Wait, can you do that? So, wait, do that. Do, I don't know The Jerk.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that right now.
Oh, okay.
I got headphones on. I'm trying to stay near the mic. I don't want to be all out of breath.
All right. I was going to take a video and we'll post it on the Twitter.
That's a bad idea.
We got a Vine account?
Mine is...
We will now.
Definitely Juana Man.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the one that movie was made for? Cool. All
dude,
right.
First of all, there's no way I'm the only one. That movie is on BET 13 times a month, at least. And I will watch Juana Man every single time it is on. I can't peel myself away.
That's awesome. I've never seen it, so I can't really judge. But I feel like I should.
It stars Miguel A. Nunez as both a man and a woman. How much more do I need to even explain?
Literally none, because I didn't understand the explanation to begin with.
No, I don't even know what that name was. Was that a name?
You don't know Miguel A. Nunez?
I think he was talking about man and a woman. I think he thought that was a name.
I hope that's not what he thought.
I don't know what I thought.
Nobody does. So, Juana Man. That's cool.
And it is. Have you ever seen it?
No, I've never seen it.
So Tommy Davidson is in it also.
Okay.
And he's hilarious. In everything that he does, this is not an exception.
Next time I see Juana Man, I will watch it.
Go home. Put on BET.
Okay.
You leave it on. You leave BET on long enough, Juana Man is coming on. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. So.
That's just beautiful. What about you, Dave? Favorite movie?
I just wanted to get on TV. I can't turn off The Replacements
with Keanu Reeves.
I don't know why I love that.
God, I wish we were back to when Dave didn't have a favorite movie. That's worse than Juana Man.
Gene Hackman just totally mailing it in. I love it.
Everyone mailing it in except Keanu Reeves, who you couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell yet because he's crap either way.
He did a phenomenal job teaching Josh Hartnett at it. Act, though, because he does the exact same thing as Keanu Reeves.
It's true. So you were wrapping this up with TV shows, movies.
Yeah, no, I was.
Don't buy an Apple Watch yet.
That's what I was. That's what I wanted a little advice.
Yeah.
And so what I'm taking from it is,
yeah,
Animaniacs is a timeless classic.
Damn straight.
The Apple Watch is not worth it yet.
Yeah, it'll get there.
The iPad Pro is.
Yes.
And if you get the iPad Pro, you need to get the pencil along with it.
You do. You do. The smart keyboard is also cool, but the pencil is just awesome.
Necessary?
Yeah.
Does the smart keyboard have a place to hold the pencil?
It doesn't, which
that's
is the fucking, dumbest thing
that's a fucking stupid.
Ever.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It also kind of annoys me that when you fold up the smart keyboard, you get this lovely little bump.
Oh, I would not.
Which annoys me, but the keyboard's so useful that I've just been using it anyway.
Have you gotten used to it?
The keyboard itself? Yes.
No, the bump.
No. I'll never get used to it. Just like I'll never get used to the bump on the back of the iPhone for the camera lens. Mm. It annoys the crap out of me. Put in the extra 2 millimeters, give me a slightly thicker phone with a bigger battery and no stupid-ass camera bump.
My case covers that bump up.
So does mine.
So does mine.
But I don't like having a case on my phone. It drives me crazy.
You know, I don't either, but I don't want to wreck an expensive phone. And I feel like the day I take it out of the case, I'd destroy the freaking thing.
You know, I've had every iPhone since the first one because I'm a psychopath. I have never cracked the screen or, like, ruined the phone, with the exception of somebody else knocked my phone off of a desk for the first iPhone. And that poor thing had a crack right across where
you... Who did that?
That would be one of the sales operators whose name I'm not going to bring up.
Oh, it's like that, huh?
That's it fair. Wasn't me. That's exciting.
No, it wasn't you. It wasn't anybody who will be on the podcast, I'm sure.
I'll tell you this. I had a friend of mine drop his phone in the urinal while he was drunk and then pee on it.
Ooh, that's a problem.
Yeah, he dried it out and it still semi-worked.
Yeah, but how did it smell?
Every time you answer your phone call, like, ooh, asparagus, what's good?
Why does my iPhone smell nutty? So...
Yeah.
Thank you for the advice, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, man.
So what do you think? You think we're going to have another guest coming up soon?
Maybe. We'll see.
All right.
I don't know. I do enjoy our time together.
I do, too.
Even though Dave has to horn in on it.
I do, too. I can't wait for us to be back in the studio with two mics. All right. Well,
I'm kidding, Dave. I enjoy your contributions. Specifically,
Who's fucking bringing it, reeling it back in now.
Wait for it. Hit him. Especially the fact that we get to use a studio because you're here.
Yeah,
that's like 99% of it.
Hey, I'll take what I can get.
You and me both, kid. All right. Jeff, I'll talk to you next week.
I'll miss you.
Dave?
Fuck you.